let's talk about sales managers slash sales leaders. So I have a theory right now that this role is ultra important, but hard to find. Because in my mind, this person needs to like to help others. They need to be like crazy where they think they can close anyone. They need to be able to close deals themselves. They need to bring the energy every day. But then they also need to be, I guess, smart enough or analytical enough to pay attention to numbers and KPIs. Am I right? Or like, what do you
think? I mean, all of the above. You know, like one of the things that was really important for us is that when we were hiring, when we were building out our new structure of the department, is we didn't want the managers to have this entitled feeling that they didn't need to get involved in deals anymore. And that's really a cultural thing than it is anything else for, for us. Like in some businesses, they're like the sales manager doesn't get involved in deals, but we're like, dude, you're listening to calls live and you're like whispering in their ear. You know, you're helping get deals done. Like your job is to close deals first and foremost. And facilitate that for the other guys. And then, you know, the one-on-ones and all of those things, most sales guys have to be taught that. Like, like, you know, I said earlier that great salespeople don't always make great managers, but great salespeople can become managers if you teach them. But the assumption is you're like, well, I'm going to go hire somebody who I think has all those skills, but then they bypass the cultural fit piece of that grittiness of like, I'm closing deals, and they come in and they want to be a manager now. And then they start thinking, oh no, that's, you know, that's your job, not mine. And so, you know, like it starts with the leadership of the company and just saying, hey, this is how this role works. You come in, you pitch deals, you close deals. Like we have, we're experimenting right now with a fast track process to create managers. Like I got a guy that we just hired, has great leadership experience. He came from Cutco, ran offices, like in that space, it's very much recruiting, training, development, and sales focused. And I told him, I said, hey, just so you know, for the first 90 days, you will be working here as a salesperson. Like the work you will be doing, like our intention with you is to groom you to become a team lead fast and accelerate that path. But the first 90 days, you will be doing the same work as the sales guys are. And you're going to be drilling and role playing every day like the entire team does. And you're going to be showing up to the meetings, and you got to be doing all of those things because that's what we need you to expect of the team. And if we didn't expect that of you or put you in that role, then it would create problems down the road. And, you know, we anybody we bring in, even from senior, like they have, you know, they were making 180 grand a year. Maybe they were running a team. They have to start in a sales role. Now the speed that they grow through that is entirely up to them. Like, we don't have a marker that says you have to be here for 12 months before you can be a team leader. You come in, you demonstrate you have the skills and the characteristics that we need you to have and that you can produce, and we'll fast track anything.
I feel like that's kind of been like our, my realization is we've gone through a few sales managers and even at some events, like I felt like they underperformed. And then at the last event, I was like, F it, I'm gonna be the freaking sales manager. And I just started literally going into the crowd and crushing grabbing it, people.
Yeah. So then the thing is that like in any company, the expectations that a sales manager will have on them are going to be different. Every company, because every business owner has a different idea of whatever. But the idea is that if you have a way you want that role to be done, bringing somebody in that is not aware of that. Like what is the expectation? The expectation is you're running around at events, pulling people back to the table, getting them to buy stuff. The expectation is that you're doing these things, and this is how that looks. So it's like you have to develop people into who you want them to become. And hiring somebody because of their experience will not do that, because there may not be alignment with their experience and how you expect them to operate. Maybe they came from a big venture funded company where they had, you know, 40 sales managers. And the managers, it was basically a sales operations person. Like you never know. And the clearer you are on, I mean, your job as a business owner is to create the successful action and then duplicate that. Create it, document it, and duplicate that in your team. And and taking ownership of the fact that they have the experience I think I want them to have, but I'm going to need to develop them into who I want them to become in this role.
Got it.
And that goes across the entire organization.
Yeah.
Like you hire people because of background, experience, attitude, you hire them for all those things, but then you ultimately, it's your business.
Yeah.
Like you know what you want out of them. You can't expect them to bring that in.
Yeah.
Rare occasions. Like I'm a rare occasion. You're a rare occasion. Like you went from customer to partner.
Yeah.
Like I went from sales guy to partner. Like it's like that doesn't happen a lot.
Yeah.
And so very few people will have that drive and ambition that somebody like us will when we come into an organization or an opportunity.
Yeah. But what about like, do you think it's normal to see high turnover for management also, or is that more just salespeople?
Yeah. I mean, anytime there's high turnover and you can't explain it, I would always go back to what am I doing wrong?
Yeah.
Like what am I doing to create this?
Yeah.
And then I would go through and one of the most important things I ever learned from Grant was this, like he will accept responsibility for anything. He'll find a way. If she trips and falls, he's going to find a way to make that his fault.
Mm.
And it's kind of a psychotic trick that you can play.
Yeah.
Like, you know, hey, I got in a car accident. Well, you know, I should have left 3 minutes earlier.
Yeah. No,
I left. You know what I mean? Like it just to kind of like an embellished degree, but really, really it is. It's like, dude, how are you creating this? What are you doing? What are you not doing? That's creating this.
Yeah.
And so I would always use those as, okay, what are we not doing? What are we not providing? What are we not clarifying in the interview process? Do they have the tools and equipment that they need to be successful here? Are we clearly defining the expectations for them that we have in the role that they're going to be in? Are we showing them what that looks like?
Yeah.
You know? And so it's like, those are the things I would be looking at rather than, oh man, there's no such thing as great. You know, I can't find a good sales manager.
Yeah.
You know, it's always going to fall back on you as the leader.
100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was listening to 10X. I listen to it like every year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to it in January. Mm-hmm. And then, I remember, take control over everything.
Accept responsibility for all results. Yeah.
Yeah.